The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The fourth step of fifth step of mindfulness of breathing is breathing in when it experiences joy, breathing out when it experiences joy. And people have different relationships to this particular step. Some people feel relieved to discover that they're allowed to experience joy in meditation. Some people have this idea that meditation is supposed to be grim and serious, and that it's a kind of an indulgence to feel joy. There are all kinds of reasons why people feel resistance to joy, but you're allowed to experience joy. In fact, for the Buddha, it's kind of expected that sooner or later, and sometimes it's much later, that there'll arise joy in meditation. Not the kind of joy that comes from something going well in our lives, but a kind of a wonderful bubbling up joy that comes from being settled and concentrated in the present moment. It's almost like a physiological response to the goodness of just really being here, that there's an upwelling or a presence, a certain kind of joy. Some people are really troubled by this instruction because they don't have any joy, and now they feel like their meditation mistake, that somehow they're supposed to and they're not having it. Some people feel like now they have to get really serious about having joy. And they figure out, how do you do this? I'd like to offer the instruction today in a very mild way, modest way, and that is, it's a call, it's instructions to recognize whatever degree, no matter how tiny it is, of feelings of well-being that might be present as you're meditating. So it might be very simple feelings of pleasure, it might be a very simple modest feelings of this is nice, delight, that this is good. It could be it's only in your little finger. The rest of you is unhappy. But your little finger is having a good time. So the idea is don't ignore that little bit of well-being that might be there. Little bit of sense of ease, sense of well-being, joy, delight, satisfaction, something that feels good. Don't ignore it, but somehow let it be a reference point for you, a touchstone that supports you to be in the present moment. Oh, it's good to be here with this. Yes, it's hard to be here with the rest of me, but it's a little bit easier to be with a little finger. So I'll just kind of keep that as a little touchstone so that it's a little anchor, a little connection to the present moment, because everything else is kind of sending me off into my thoughts or whatever. It might be a feeling of a nice feeling, ease or warmth or a glow somewhere. Sometimes as we get concentrated on breathing, there's a little glow that feels quite nice and beautiful connected to breathing that kind of spreads from the breathing. Sometimes it might be just simply as we relax, the relaxation releases a nice energy in the body and we feel kind of a little bit more at ease in the body and it's a sense of ease. It might be that the joy that comes from recognizing that I don't have any joy, but I'm on a really good path. This practice of mindfulness, this practice of showing up and being present for my experience, this is good. It seems like it's really hard right now, but I want to be present for it. It's good to be present as opposed to checking out all the time. And it's good to be present even for this difficulty. And it's good to be present a little bit, kind of like maybe on the fingernail of your little finger, there's a little feeling of satisfaction or rightness or joy. Just, yes, even if it's difficult, I'm glad I'm here with it. So to recognize that little bit of gladness, over time, that joy and gladness can get stronger. And as we get more and more able to really be absorbed in the present moment, sometimes it gets quite intense. And that's okay too, and we work with that. So that's kind of the instruction. And then the Buddha goes on for the next step. Step six is breathing in when experiences happiness. Breathing out when experiences happiness. And the difference between joy and happiness is the joy is a little bit more of a mental excitation, a little bit more of a mental evaluation, or it's a little bit more, kind of a little bit more mental in its nature, even though a lot of the feelings are sensations in the body. Whereas the happiness is calmer. It's calmer, it's not excited at all, it's just really calm and really much more calm and subdued. In some ways more satisfying, and it's considered in the tradition to be much more physical in nature. It's more embodied. And so that's kind of the next step as we go through this. So so maybe if you just, the fingernail tip of your little finger, if that's all you can touch into in terms of something like joy, be content with it, be happy with that. So taking an upright posture and gently closing your eyes. And imagine yourself sitting here. Imagine that you're sitting here. What it would be like to sit here if you were happy. Imagine what it'd be like to be here, be present, if being present here was really nice and joyful and satisfying for you. Not because wonderful things are happening, but just because you're present, intimate with yourself, connected. And if you felt some joy and happiness, imagine how your corners of your lips would have a little smile. Wow, this is good. Imagine what it would look like if your face had a little smile. Smile of joy or delight of being here. So here you are, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, settling into here. As you exhale, relaxing into here. And then letting your breath return to normal. And are there, as you're sitting here, any feeling of well-being? Maybe a little feeling of pleasure? Maybe the pleasure of breathing. In and breathing out. Maybe it's the pleasure or the joy of a certain intimacy with yourself that's difficult to have when you're running around or have a lot of concerns. that you're just here simply, simple way with the body breathing. Maybe as you sat here so far today, your body is a little bit more relaxed than usual, softer, settled, and that feels good. Even if you still feel tension and discomfort, overall, you're probably a little bit more relaxed here than you would have been if you were busy, distracted from what's happening in your body. And then not so much as watching the breathing from the control tower, see if your awareness of breathing can arise from the inside out, from within your body itself. So awareness of breathing is almost a sensing of the sensations of breathing. Experiencing the breathing from the inside, almost as if awareness arises within your breathing. And awareness spreads from there throughout your body. Kind of like a light bulb that's gone on, and the glow spreads from the bulb. You might try having a small half smile. And whatever pleasure that comes from doing that, breathe with that. Let that support you to be here. Whatever sense of well-being there might be, however small, perhaps it can be a thread that encourages you to stay here in the present moment so that your thoughts don't wander off. Right here, where it's good. And then if you feel any contentment sitting here, even a sliver of it, contentment is probably closer to the happiness, a more settled feeling of goodness or well-being. That's immediate and experienced in the body. To breathe with that. Breathing in and out through contentment and happiness. Some of the joy of meditation can come when we can sustain attention on the breathing. Kind of like you're resting your hand on the back of a cat, gently petting it. So attention rests on the experience of the full experience of breathing in. The full experience of breathing out. And that attunement, that petting of the breathing, can give rise to feelings of well-being. In practicing with this 16 stages of breathing, ordinarily a person might know what they are and then be content to practice with a particular step that seems most relevant. Sometimes if the mind is really busy and agitated, it's best to stay right at the beginning, with just tuning into the breath, just being very simple with the breathing. Sometimes if the body is really what's up in some strong way, is to breathe, but have the breathing, kind of imagine the breathing goes through that area or breathe with it, so that you're attending to the body, you're not ignoring it, but you're kind of keeping the focus on the breathing. It's kind of like the breathing protects us a little bit from wandering off too much in thought. And so breathe with something. And then sometimes what's up is that we realize we can relax the body, and it just feels good to relax it a bit. And sometimes what's up, what's going on, is that there's some joy happening, however small it might be. If it's not, it's fine not to have joy or happiness, no problem. But if it's there, it's a good thing to recognize it and to maybe fold it into the meditation, breathe with it. Especially if it gets strong, breathe with it and allow it to be there. The Buddha's instructions was to let the joy of meditation suffuse or pervade your whole body. So, you know, you're not only are allowed to have joy, but you're allowed to actually have it be quite suffusive. And it's a great art to learn how to have this wonderful pleasure of joy kind of coursing through the body. It's a great suffering to be expecting it. Or wanting it too much. So I would say that I suspect that for most ordinary people living kind of ordinary lives around here, maybe, is that there's more joy, kind of day-to-day ordinary pleasure, available than they avail themselves of. You know, just simply to walk outside and just appreciate the trees and the sky and, you know, just the simple things of life. You know, it's available for you. But if you have all kinds of important things to think about work and the holidays coming and last year's holidays and what didn't happen, and, you know, you can think those important thoughts. Or you can somehow relax and take in the very simple joys that are here and be fed by them. And the purpose of the way it supports mindfulness practice is not so that we indulge in joy, not so that we live a Pollyannish life of just kind of feeling joy a lot, but rather it's a stepping stone to a deeper stillness, to letting the mind become quieter, so we can really start with time seeing what's going on here in deeper and deeper ways. So it's not exactly joy for its own sake, but it's a little bit strategic for the purpose of supporting us to get even more settled. And so we'll go on with this in the afternoon. So it's now almost 12:30. We'll take an hour for the lunch break. The idea is to keep the building in silence unless there's functional speech that's needed in terms of taking care of things. It's nice if a few people help to clean up the kitchen and sweep that floor out there, maybe about 10, 15 minutes before the end of lunchtime. So that it's just a little bit, but people do walking meditation later, it's not stepping on crumbs. You're welcome to take the chairs we have, the folding chairs in the cabinet there, outside if you want to sit outside. And people who know how will bring some of the tables out from the cabinet and set up folding tables here on the floor so you and chairs, so you can sit and eat inside if you'd like. And help yourself with tea, and there's microwave if you'd like. And I'd recommend to you that you eat less than you want. So in a day long. You know, you can always eat it later maybe. But there's something about when people overeat, and or even eat an ordinary amount on meditation, that it's a little bit conducive to coming back and being sleepy. And so sometimes if you eat, but you still have a little bit of, you know, want some more food, or a teeny bit of hunger left, it might actually make you a little more alert and good energy when you come back. And if it turns out that that was wrong, you could, as soon as the next walking period is happening, you could, you know, go eat again. So enjoy your lunch. Thank you.